I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
Currently in theaters and available for rental online, like on iTunes and whatnot, is this snappy little documentary called 7852, which is in reference to Hitchcock's shower scene in Psycho. 78 camera setups, 52 shots.
Yes. If you care at all about Hitchcock...
Or it's his waist size.
And
his pants. I don't know. Go ahead.
If you care about Hitchcock,
yeah,
or if you just care about the movie process, I think this is mandatory.
Wow.
For instance, we had in our class at Gateway, we had a Hitchcock segment.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't this have been great?
Would
to
have
show
been great.
The shower scene.
So
in that,
basically, you have a panel of filmmakers and critics and experts and academics sitting here just talking about the shower scene, the cultural significance, the cultural relevance. But as they start to unpack technically what's happening, subtextually what's happening, it's really delightful for film fans. What I kept thinking was, gee, I miss these conversations. You know, I miss sitting around with people who are doing this kind of analysis of film. I feel that's just sorely lacking in our, you know, in my life today, where you can't, like, there's too many people don't care about that kind of thing. I thought, you know, the first thing I wanted to do was show it to my kid.
Yeah, and I took a friend and recommended to my It's Movie Time cast that they need to see this just to catch back the spirit. You don't have to be a nerd to enjoy this.
Yeah.
It is, and isn't it fascinating? How many cuts for that 3 minutes, and how effective and influential over the course of these 30-some years that 3-minute scene has been?
Yeah, and not only the cuts, which, you know, what I really love is placing it in historical context.
And you're right.
How the audience hadn't seen anything like that before. How they were pretty much completing this act of horror in their minds, you know. And not so much the cutting, which was revolutionary at the time, but the compositions, how each composition, Hitchcock is placing you, doing something psychologically to you to extract the maximum amount of horror from your brain.
And if you think about it even thematically, that is, you don't have to be into all the details of his cutting and his setups to enjoy what he had in his vision for the audience as they watched this. One of the things that struck me was this was a film about retribution. Steal $40,000, you are going to pay sometime in the end. And his last shot of the newspaper that holds the money is his shot of saying, was this all worth it for this?
Yeah, and I love one of the panelists says, there's the money getting thrown. There's the MacGuffin.
Yes.
He always has that MacGuffin.
Yes.
And does you have been duped again. It doesn't mean anything here. That's not what this is about.
Yeah.
I love that. I love watching some of the subjects' faces as they're watching the scene again, and they're still just as enthralled. They're so excited about it.
Sure.
You know, that makes me excited about not only that, but just movies in general. I miss old films. I used to watch older films all the time. This really made me just want to delve back into that.
And it's ironic because this is really, in large part, a technical film.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it is so much into the spirit of Hitchcock and his playfulness and his seriousness. It's so much that as much as the technical. So it kind of fits into your point there. Why do you think? Well, it's because movies in the past haven't always been just technique. We've got so much of that today. There is actually subject matter. There is characterization.
Yeah.
There's a slow take. I always think some of these Hitchcock films are pretty slow. You know, because we're so fast.
Yeah, right. You got to dig in. Yeah. You got to let nuance do its thing.
But it reminds me why I've loved The Birds so much. Because The Birds had a similar theme in the sense that evil, when it comes, doesn't have to come for a reason.
The Birds come for no reason.
But let's plug this film again. It's called 7852.
Yeah, 7852. You can currently see it at the Gateway Film Center, I believe. But it may be gone, in which case, you can rent it online.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's cool. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.